As any of them, I believe that's our ring.
I know his Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, day by day, Lum gets less interested in his job as president of the school board. And the main reason for this seems to be the new teacher, Professor M. Sloan, who likes nothing better than to sit down with Lum and have a nice chat about theory and the practice of education. As we look on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store, and seated in the library section is Grandpappy Spears, once again absorbed in his favorite volume, The Almanac. Listen.
Well, 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 good for them. Good for them. Good for who, Grandpa? Let's see, McNamara and Van Kempen. Who? McNamara and Van Kempen. Well, I'm proud to know this.
Well, who is this McNamara and Van Kempen? What they do?
Well, they win the bicycle race in 1924.
Bicycle race?
Yes, according to the almanac.
Huh.
Went in 1924. The six-day bicycle race. Well, good for them.
6 days? Is that how long it's taken them to run the race?
Yeah, according to the almanac.
Well, I do know. Huh. Well, that's awful slow time, I'll say that first. 6 days. Dogs, I believe I could do it faster than that.
Yeah, that does tear like awful slow time, don't it?
Why, sure.
Of course, now it says here that there were two fellas that winded. That must mean that both of them was on the bicycle.
Oh, it does, huh? Sort of took turns riding each other, huh?
I reckon so.
Well,
and you got to admit, Abby, that'd slow them down considerable.
Oh, sure, yeah, that's different.
And maybe one of them was awful fast.
Could have been.
It's hard pumping with a fat fella on the handlebars, you know.
Why, sure, dear. Fact is, maybe both of them was fast. See, this might have been the fat men's race. I know every year at the Elks Picnic over at Cherry Hill, why, they always have a fat men's race.
On bicycles?
Well, no, over there, they just sort of race on foot. Did you know them two fellas, Grandpa?
Yeah, what two fellas, Anna?
That, McNamara and Van Kempen, or whatever their names are.
Well, them names do sound familiar. Seems like I've heard them someplace. What do they look like?
Why, I don't know. They're fat, that's all I know. You were the one that's looking them up in the almanac there, huh?
Yeah, it's a good idea. Look them up in the almanac. Where'd you meet these fellas, Abner?
Meet them? Well, I never met them nowhere. You were the one... Oh, wait a minute, there comes Lum.
What'd you say their names were again?
Wait a minute, there comes Lum. Well, howdy, Lum. What's taking you so long? I thought you just went over to get the mail.
Well, I did, but I ran into that dad-blamed Professor Sloan again.
Professor Sloan?
Yeah, it looks like every time I get out, I run into him, and every time he has to start and discuss education.
Well?
Went all through the early Egyptian school system again.
He did, huh?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to have to get shut at him. We don't all the youngins in town that grew up talking Egyptian.
Well, what's he doing out running around town this time of day? I thought he was supposed to start school today.
Well, he did, but he let the youngins out today early on account of this was the first day. Or some such silly reason.
Oh, the early Egyptians do it that way, I reckon.
More than likely.
Yeah, just about it.
I wonder what's a good legal way of getting shut of a teacher.
Legal?
Yeah.
Well, you ought to know that. You're president of the school board.
Yeah, I believe I found it, Abner.
Huh?
Sam Atkinson and Walter Scurry of Memphis.
Who are they, Grandpa?
He said the fellas you wanted me to look up in the almanac for you.
Well, I never asked you to look up nobody in the almanac.
Sam Atkinson and Walter Scurry of Memphis. They won the National YMCA Doubles Four-Wall Handball Championship in 1936, according to the almanac.
Oh, no.
Anything else you want to know, Abner? Look up for you?
I never wanted to know nothing,
Grandpa. For goodness sake, what is all this prittle-prattle?
I don't know, Lum. Grandpa read something in there about a couple of fellas winning a bicycle race. I believe their names was McNamara and Van Kempen, so then we got the...
What's them names, Abner?
McNamara and Van Kempen.
Just a minute, I'll look them up for you. Let's see here now, Mac.
There he goes again.
Well, just let him go ahead and read the almanac.
Yeah.
Abner, I want you to help me study up some way to get Professor Sloan to resign or something.
Well, I don't hardly know how to do that, Mom. Why don't you just take it up with the school board? Maybe they can figure out some way.
No use doing that. They wouldn't be no help.
They wouldn't, huh?
Well, here's a C-strong pair that want a man teacher this year, so he'll want the professor to stay.
Oh, yeah, more like they is, they really is.
Yeah, and you know how Sister Simpson feels about a man teacher. I've heard she's already started sparking at the professor.
Oh, no doubt about that. No doubt about it at all, yeah. I seen her on the street the other day, all Rosa Jordan. Had her hair all frizzed up. She's got herself set for it, ain't no doubt about it.
For goodness sake, that's disgusting.
Why, sure.
Falling in love with a school teacher.
Of course, I'll say one thing for him, Nolan. That would make an awful good match.
Good match?
Yes, sir. There is the one talking as two people I ever know. Two talking as one people. What do I mean?
Well, I know what you mean. You're right.
Yeah.
They talk one another to death.
Oh, talk, both of them all the time.
But that don't help me get rid of the profession.
No.
And I know I got to do it. As president of the board, it's my duty to do it. For the sake of the youngins.
Sake of the young?
Why, sure. They won't learn nothing from him.
Uh-huh.
Sit up there and talk for hours.
Sure, he's a talker.
You're more like a run through the early Egyptian school system 1,000 or 100 times. Them youngins won't understand one thing he says.
Why, no, that's him. I know I never understood nothing he said that night he took him supper with us. Sat there and talked half the night, and I don't know yet what he's talking about.
So we just got to get a new teacher. That's all there to it.
Well, I don't know what to suggest, Arthur. Why don't you just come right out flat-footed, and I'm just telling him he's fine.
Oh, I can't do that, Abner. The board's got to vote on them things, you know.
Oh, they do, huh?
Yeah, we got to study up something that'll make him want to resign.
Oh, like what, for instance?
Oh, I don't know. Might scare him some way.
Scare him?
Yeah, get him to thinking the schoolhouse is haunted or something.
Schoolhouse is haunted?
Yeah.
Well, how are you going to go about that, Lum?
Well, we can dress up in sheets like ghosts and drag some chains and go away some night and just scare the daylights out of them.
Oh, don't get that left to do that. Wait a minute, though. He ain't over there night long.
I guess that's right.
No, he goes back to boarding half of the night. He's just there in the daytime.
Well, we go over there someday. No, couldn't go in the daytime, could we?
Why?
Well, they'd see us.
Oh, yeah, don't get that right, ain't ya? Yeah. Well, let's see. They scare him to death, make him think it's haunted over. Yeah, that'd be a good one on him, professor living in a haunted schoolhouse. Where about you hear that?
I never heard it no place.
You hear that, Grandpap? The schoolhouse is haunted, huh?
I can't find these names in here nowhere, Abner.
Well, I don't care about that. Lom says the schoolhouse is haunted.
Abner, I never said no such a thing.
Haunted, huh?
Yeah.
Must be old Clyde.
Oh, Clyde.
Yeah, I used to know a ghost by the name of Clyde. He haunted places around here.
You mean you know the ghost personal?
Yes, sir.
Ah, oh, Grandpap, you couldn't have been bad.
Well, I never knowed him personal, no. But Charlie Redfield knowed him.
Charlie Redfield?
Yeah, many's the time I've heard Charlie tell how him and the ghost used to sit out on the hay rack late at night and talk about different stuff.
Well. Sit and talk to a ghost.
It's the truth, Abner. I know one awful cold winter, Charlie gave Clyde a blanket to wear over his sheets.
A blanket to wear?
Talk the world and all of that, ghost.
Oh, me.
You just ask Charlie. He'll swear up and down and show.
That outcaps anything I've ever heard you tell yet, Grandpa.
Well, I wouldn't believe Charlie Redfield no more than I would you, Grandpa.
No, me neither.
Well, that takes care of that. Now, let's get back to Professor Sloan.
A ghost that was named Clyde.
That's just exactly what it was, Clyde. Well, I never did know his last name.
Well, ghosts don't have last names.
They gotta have a last name if they got a first name.
They don't even have first names, neither.
Well, this one did.
Oh, I don't believe it.
All right, heads up now, you two.
I recollect one time Clyde and Charlie Redfield teamed up and won the 6-day bicycle race in 1924.
6-day bicycle? I thought you read in the almanac there two fellers named McNary and Van Kempen done that.
Who?
McNary and...
All right, let's not get into that again.
Well, Grandpap said that Clyde and Charlie read
I think you're wrong, Abner. I'll look it up in the almanac and prove it to you.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Look it up, Grandpap, and maybe we can get some peace around here.
Near as I recollect, Abner, the fellas you're thinking of win the National Handball Championship. Four walls doubles.
That was Sam Atchison and somebody. Who? Sam Atchison and somebody.
Oh, no. The ghost name was Clyde. Just ask Charlie Redfield.
Who's talking about the ghost?
Oh, for goodness sakes, you fellas are enough to drive a man stark raving mad crazy. Now, hush up, both of you.
Well, I don't care. I'm Grandpap.
And I said to hush up.
Well, all right, just the same. I still... Well,
stop that grumbling.
All right.
Grandpap, if you want to read, go ahead and read, but keep it to yourself. Don't read nothing out loud.
Well, now, what have I did?
Nothing. Just you get everybody all mixed up, that's all. Just do as I say. And Abner, you go over there and straighten out them hand goods there. They look terrible.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to sit here and study.
How?
I've got to do some thinking. I'll figure this thing out some way to get shut of the professor. And I need a lot of quiet around here to do it. Now, don't whistle or nothing to sing while you're working.
Don't worry. I ain't going to waste my whistling around this place.
And what a day. Let me see now.
All right, Jimmy Lum, I believe you're in luck. Is this what you're looking for?
Huh?
You know them two friends of yours?
Friends of mine?
Yeah, McNamara and Van Kempen. Says here they won some kind of a bicycle race. It's a sure small world, ain't it?